Why is it important that we should struggle for the liberation of Palestine? As I mentioned, the Muslims are the true inheritors of Allah's final revelation and final deen to humanity. And Muslims have always respected the religious sentiments of other faith communities, be they Christians or Jews. Throughout history, when Palestine and Al-Quds Jerusalem was under Muslim control, Muslims did not prevent other faith communities from exercising their religious rights and access to their religious places. And yet, now that the Zionists are in occupation of Palestine, they are preventing the Muslims access to their places of worship. So it's essential that Muslims must strive to liberate Palestine from the clutches of the Zionists. And in any case, these Zionists do not belong to Palestine. The name itself, Palestine, is derived from the word Philistine, which is in fact the people of Palestine are Palestinians. That's how the name Palestine. The Palestinians actually predate any of the other faith communities in that land. Even before Jewish tribes arrived, Palestinians were already over there. And regrettably, the Zionists distort history, they distort geography, and they violate every tenet of their own faith as well as international law. And therefore, they cannot be left in possession of the Holy Land, because what they are doing is they are bringing these illegal immigrants, these squatters from Europe, North America, Russia, Poland, Ukraine, etc., to usurp the lands of the Palestinian people and settle these alien invaders in the Holy Land. And unfortunately, there will not be peace in that Holy Land as long as the Zionists sit in occupation of Al-Quds Jerusalem as well as the land of Palestine. So it is incumbent upon all Muslims to strive for the liberation of Palestine. The Zionists are perpetrating horrible crimes against the Palestinian people. They are killing them. They are murdering them on a daily basis. And the Palestinians, because that land belongs to them, should have the right to liberate their land from the clutches of the Zionist occupiers. So in conclusion, we need to understand that the Holy Land of Palestine has been designated as the Holy Land by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Quds Jerusalem and Masjid Al-Aqsa are sacred to the Muslims, and it is the Muslims that are the true guardians of places of worship of other faith communities, and that is evident from the fact that even when Muslims were in control of these places, they never ever prevented other faith communities from coming to worship there, or Muslims did not desecrate or destroy the places of worship of other faith communities. So in that sense, it is the duty and obligation of all Muslims to strive for the liberation of Palestine so that peace will be restored, not only in the Holy Land, but in the whole of the Middle East that has seen nothing but turmoil and oppression and wars over the last 74 years since this Zionist entity was implanted in the Holy Land of Palestine.